A Jewish Journal article. Sarah Silverman criticizes squad for wanting to defund Iron Dome. Why do none of them even mention Hamas? Actress Sarah Silverman criticized the group of progressives in the House of Representatives known as the Squad over their efforts to defund Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. During her September 30th podcast, Silverman said that it's so bizarre that the Squad never discusses the terror group Hamas that rules over the Gaza Strip. Yes, the Israeli occupation is not right. There cannot be justice in a place where there are people who have no freedom of movement. But they elected Hamas. Why do none of them even mention Hamas? A group that until just a few years ago that had a mission statement that said, kill all Jews. A group that just congratulated the Taliban for taking over Afghanistan. No, Israel is not good for Palestine, but you're kidding yourself if you think Hamas is good for Palestine, Silverman added. She pleaded to the Squad to not defund the Iron Dome, pointing out that she has family in Israel. It just seems to prove the point. People really only like Jews when they're suffering. Dead Jews get a lot of honor. Silverman lamented that she really wants to like Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Ilhan Omar, DMN, lauding their domestic politics and calling them kick-ass, but that their view on the Iron Dome is really scary. Judea Pearl, Chancellor Professor of Computer Science at UCLA, National Academy of Sciences member and Daniel Pearl Foundation President, tweeted, I refuse to believe that Sarah K. Silverman is so naive as to be surprised by the Squad, whom she courted as a good Jew, show no interest in protecting Sarah's relatives in Israel from Hamas rockets. Zionophobes, unlike anti-Semites, respect you only when you respect yourself, and they will never, but never, show any empathy for Israelis. Why? Because this may remind the world that Israel has a human face, perhaps even a reason to exist, which goes against the Squad's mother milk and against what their voters elected them to deny. Her heart is broken. Joel M. Petlin, superintendent of the Kiryas Joel School District, similarly tweeted that Silverman loves the Squad but she just figured out that they don't care if her family in Israel is killed by missiles from Hamas. Perhaps she needs to find different heroes, like the ones who don't only celebrate dead Jews, but also want to protect the living ones.